So, Abba, last year we heard a lot about quitters, people who quit their jobs during the pandemic. How much of that trend was driven by people retiring?
A big chunk of that, about 2.4 million of the 4.2 million total people who left the workforce in the first 18 months of the pandemic were due to early retirement. But that's sort of a very vague and nebulous term. You know, it includes people who maybe didn't voluntarily leave, but were laid off in that early round of layoffs we had, you know, when COVID first hit, and maybe they just never went back to work. It includes people who quit for a number of reasons, including caregiving reasons, or maybe they had a health scare, they were at high risk of complications from COVID. And so it's not necessarily that, you know, more than 2 million people quit to go golfing and like travel the world. These were very complicated reasons for leaving the workforce.
But you've been reporting on how these people are now, in some cases, going back to work. Tell me more about some of the factors at play here of reasons why people who had previously retired are saying, look, I think it's time for me to go back to work.
I talked to more than a dozen people around the country, and their reasons were very varied. But the things that I kept hearing over and over were that some of them said that they just got restless staying home, or like, you know, they had maybe retired before the pandemic and then they were stuck at home, like really stuck for the last 2 years. And they thought, hey, maybe I should get out and do something a bit more engaging. But others were saying that, you know, they were really heartened that employers were willing to work with them. They were willing to give them more flexible schedules and allow them to work from home or maybe offer part-time opportunities that they weren't getting before the pandemic. So all of those factors played into their reasoning for coming back. For a lot of people, I think they had done the math before they retired and they thought they could make it work. But there's been so much change in the last 2 years. There are all sorts of new medical costs that maybe they're shouldering. There's dealing with rising prices of gas and housing, food, and all of those things are sort of eating away at their budgets to the point where many people are saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe this isn't sustainable. Especially because as a retiree, and particularly as a younger retiree, Roblin is 58, you just don't know how many years or decades you're going to have to stretch that retirement money into. And so that's fueling a lot of people's desire to go back to work.